Jeremiah chapter 22. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak there this word. And say, Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, O king of Judah, who sits upon the throne of David, you, and your servants, and your people who enter in by these gates. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Execute judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor. And do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. Because if you do this thing indeed, then there will enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he, and his servants, and his people. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, says the Lord Jehovah, that this house will become a desolation. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says to the king's house of Judah, you are Gilead to me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make you a wilderness, and cities which are not lived in. And I will prepare destroyers against you, everyone with his weapons, and they will cut down your choice cedars, and cast them into the fire. And many nations will pass by this city, and everyone will say to his neighbor, Why has the Lord Jehovah done this to this great city? Then they will answer, Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord Jehovah their God, and worshipped other gods, and served them. Do not weep for the dead, neither mourn him, but weep greatly for him who goes away. Because he will never return, nor see his native country. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says concerning Shalum the son of Josiah king of Judah, who reigned instead of Josiah his father, who went forth out of this place, he will not return there any more. But he will die in the place where they have led him captive, and will see this land no more. Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, who uses his neighbor's service without wages, and does not pay him for his work. Who says, I will build for myself a wide house and large chambers, and cuts out for himself windows, and its ceiling is of cedar, and painted with red. Shall you reign, because you enclose yourself in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink, and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well with him. Was not this to know me? Says the Lord Jehovah. But your eyes and your heart are for your covetousness, and to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and to do violence. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says concerning Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah. They will not mourn for him, saying, Ah my brother! Or, Ah sister! They will not mourn for him, saying, Ah Lord! Or, Ah his glory! He will be buried with the burial of a donkey, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon, and cry. And lift up your voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages, because all your lovers are destroyed. I spoke to you in your prosperity. But you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you did not obey my voice. The wind will eat up all your pastors, and your lovers will go into captivity, surely then you will be ashamed and confounded because of all your wickedness. O you who live in Lebanon, who makes your nest in the cedars, how gracious you will be when pain comes upon you, the pain is of a woman in childbirth. As I live, says the Lord Jehovah, though Coniah the son of Jehoiakim king of Judah were the signet ring upon my right hand, yet I would pluck you from there. And I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, and into the hand of those whose face you fear, even into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast you out, and your mother who gave birth to you, into another country, where you were not born, and there you will die. But to the land where they desire to return, there they will not return. Is this man Coniah a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel in which there is no pleasure? Why are they cast out, he and his offspring, and are cast into a land which they do not know? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Write this man childless, a man who will not prosper in his days. Because no man of his descendants will prosper, sitting upon the throne of David, and ruling any more in Judah.